This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manantha with the news. The headlines first. Chief Information Commissioner and Commissioners of National Information Commission take oath of office in secrecy. South Korean police raid presidential office amid investigation into President Yoon Suk-yeol's failed martial law attempt. And Sudhir Pashim Royals secure 72-run victory over Janakpur Bolts in the ongoing Nepal Premier League. Now the news in detail. Newly appointed Chief Information Commissioner Dr. Suresh Prasad Acharya has taken the oath of office in secrecy before Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Prime Minister Oli administered the oath of office in secrecy to Acharya at a ceremony held at the Prime Minister's residence this morning. Likewise, Chief Commissioner Acharya administered the oath of office in secrecy to newly appointed commissioners Gagan Bista and Durga Bhandari in the presence of the Prime Minister. In his brief remarks on the occasion, Prime Minister Oli stressed the need for effective role of the National Information Commission for the implementation and utilization of the right to information as a fundamental right enshrined in the Constitution. Prime Minister Oli stated that the practice of seeking information from unrelated individuals to create confusion in the government's work should not be encouraged. Furthermore, Prime Minister Oli emphasized that the right to information should not be misused to foster anarchy. Also, present on the occasion were Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subbagurung, and Secretary at the Ministry, Radhika Aryal. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held on 21st of November had appointed Acharya as the Chief Commissioner and Bista and Bhandari as Commissioners of the National Information Commission. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has inaugurated a newly constructed 18-room building at Pranami Secondary School. Prime Minister Oli himself received his early education at Pranami Secondary School, located in Atharai, Rural Municipality, Teerathum. The building was completed with the support of Yum Hung Gil Human Foundation of South Korea. The school principal, Amrit Bahadur Budatoki, shared that the Prime Minister has studied up to Class 3 at the Pranami Secondary School. Due to challenges with the old building, the school requested budget support from the Prime Minister, which ultimately facilitated the construction of the new facility with the support of the foundation. The event was attended by Ambassador of the Republic of Korea to Nepal, Park Tae-yong, and representatives from the foundation. Three people who were injured in separate road accidents in Kailali district died while undergoing treatment. Assistant spokesperson for the district police office, Darshan Khadka, informed that Vinod Chaudhary, aged 22 of Tikapur Municipality 1, died while undergoing treatment at Tikapur Hospital. Chaudhary was injured in a motorbike accident along the postal highway in Tikapur. Similarly, 30-year-old Hikmat Mohara of Sukla Fanta Municipality 11 in Kanchanpur died while undergoing treatment at Sethi Provincial Hospital, Dhangari. Mohara's motorcycle met with an accident along the Bhimdatta Highway section of Godavari Municipality 4 last night. Meanwhile, Kamlesh Chaudhary, aged 40 of Kailahari, Rural Municipality 3, died while being treated at Sethi Provincial Hospital in Dhangari Submetropolis 18. Chaudhary's motorbike had met with the accident in Dhangari Submetropolis Polis 18. One child died and four others were injured in an auto accident that happened last night in Pakha village of Sisne Rural Municipality 6, Rukum West. The deceased is a 12-year-old girl identified as Bishnu Budamagar of Kopichar, Sisne 6. The auto was heading towards Rukum from Pakha village along the mid-hill highway when it met with the accident. According to an information officer of the district police office, Him Bahadur KC, the injured are receiving treatment at Rukum District Hospital. The auto rickshaw met with an accident when it lost control. Chairman of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamichhani, gave his statement before the District Attorney Office, Parsa. With this, the District Attorney Office, Parsa, has decided to send him back to Pokhara. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Lamichhani was earlier arrested for an investigation into a case relating to the Cooperatives Fund misappropriation. Until the filing of this report, President Lamichhani was in Simara Airport in Bara. Chief of the District Attorney Office, Bhulanath Nirawla, along with his team, recorded Lamichhani's statement. Parsa District Police Office spokesperson, Kishore Lamsal, said President Lamichhani would be escorted to Kaski via Kathmandu. Smuggling has continued to rise due to lack of enforcement of uniform tax systems between Nepal and India. The stakeholders of the economic sector said that though the sovereign countries have their separate modus operandi of state governance, the tax system with identical nature was appropriate for preventing smuggling in the context of open border. Industrialists and businessmen of Birganj have also demanded alignment between the India Enforced Goods and Services Tax GST and Customs Assessment System of Nepal to control smuggling through the open border. The urge has come in the context of lack of uniformity in the GST enforced by the Indian government and Customs Assessment System of Nepal. The armed police force in Parsa seized goods worth ₹151.8 million, including clothes, electronics and foods in the first 4 months of the fiscal year. Goods valued at ₹26.43 million, lacking invoices, were also recovered. Senior Vice President of the Birgan Chamber of Commerce, Hari Gautam, linked illegal imports and exports to discrepancies between GST and custom duties. Senior Vice President Gautam also stressed that uniform duty systems could reduce smuggling and control the informal economy. The International Conference on Organ Transplantation is taking place in Kathmandu from Saturday. Nepalese Society of Organ Transplantation is hosting the conference. According to Society Chair Dr. Pukar Chandra Shrestha, 19 specialist doctors from India, Japan, Netherlands and the United Kingdoms will participate in the conference. A total of 26 working papers related to organ transplantation will be presented in the conference. Dr. Shrestha said that liver and kidney can be donated after brain death, adding the objective of the conference was to motivate the general public for organ donation. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Police in South Korea have raided the presidential office in Seoul following South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol's abortive attempt to impose martial law last week. According to the BBC, the raids are the latest development in what has been a serious week in South Korean politics. President Yoon, who has stayed in office despite an impeachment vote and multiple calls for him to step down, is facing multiple investigations from various branches of government on charges of insurrection and treason. Meanwhile, the country's ex-defense minister, Kim Jong-hyun, who took responsibility for the martial law declaration, attempted suicide while in detention on Tuesday night, an official said. Many officials close to Yoon have also resigned in the wake of the short-lived martial law declaration. The country is now in a state of political flux. Dozens of wounded patients at the Indonesian hospital in the Israeli-besieged northern Gaza are at risk of dying due to lack of food and water. According to Al Jazeera, the Ministry of Health in Gaza said late on Tuesday that 60 patients were at risk of death. The ministry said in a statement that the humanitarian situation inside the hospital has become extremely dangerous as the wounded lack basic needs. In its separate daily update on the death toll from Israel's war on Gaza, the ministry said that at least 28 people have been killed and 54 others wounded in four massacres against families over the last 24-hour period. The United States military has said its forces successfully fended off an attack by the Houthis, a Yemen-based armed group, while escorting a group of three commercial vessels through the Gulf of Aden. According to Al Jazeera, the U.S. Central Command that oversees U.S. military activities in the Middle East said on Tuesday that two destroyers intercepted a barrage of cruise missiles and drones launched from Yemen. U.S. forces in the region have exchanged fire with the Houthis for months as the group seeks to block certain commercial ships from traveling through the Red Sea. The group says that those actions are means of exerting pressure to end Israel's war on Gaza, of which the U.S. is a key supporter. Now on to a sports update. Sudur Paschim Royals claimed a commanding 72-run victory over Janakpur Bulls in the Nepal Premier League match held in Kirtipur today. After opting to field first, the Bulls restricted the Royals to 123 for the loss of 9 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. However, the Bulls' batting order crumbled under pressure, managing only 51 runs in 21.1 overs. The Royals' disciplined bowling and sharp fielding proved decisive, earning them a comfortable win and keeping them competitive in the tournament. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Kosi province and mainly fair in rest of the country today. The Kathmandu Valley has witnessed continuous fall of temperature. Meteorologists said the trend will continue in coming days. Similarly, fog has occurred in many places of Tarai in some other places. The department has urged all concerned to remain cautious of foggy weather in these areas. At present, there is partial influence of westerly winds. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Chief Information Commissioner and Commissioners of National Information Commission take oath of office in secrecy. South Korean police raid presidential office amid investigation into President Yoon Suk-yeol's failed martial law attempt. And Sudur Paschim Royals secure 72-run victory over Janakpur Bulls in the ongoing Nepal Premier League. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates from Radio Nepal, do visit our official website at radionepalonline.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have a pleasant day.